is because we have some guitarists in studio. The Zakas, Luigi and Salva. Guys, welcome to 101.9 Chai FM.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
So you guys are classical guitarists. You're in a bit of a duo. We've got a bit of a South African tradition of this, right? There's a few good people out there who've been producing good guitar music.
Yeah, I do believe so. We're a little bit less classical, but we have some classical influences.
Was that like an insult?
No, not at all. I love classical music.
Like classic guitar. Oh my word. No.
We love classic. Yeah, no, we incorporate like classical, jazz, world, all kinds of music or styles of music into our own music.
Yeah. And how long have you been playing for?
Wow. We've been at it since a very, very young age. And if I could so if I could put a date to it, I would probably be somewhere 2003, 2004.
Right.
Yeah. So it's been quite a long time.
It was a bit like a family, like feud thing, you know, like, okay, I could play this chord, you can play that chord.
Yeah. You know, definitely like have to
strumming banjos in that film, right?
Yeah. No, you have to, definitely, it's like, being married to one another, you know, it's very, very tough.
Right.
You have to find a space where you can work together, I guess.
Yeah, because that was also a thing, you know. You always think about people with family businesses, right? And where you have suddenly the business and no more family after a while. And yes. I can imagine something with music, it can also be that because it's so much connected to one's personality and, you know, your vision. And if it doesn't work, then that, you know, either takes a lot of intervention or just, you know.
Yeah, one has to respect the other one's craft. Mm-hmm. And because I mean I cannot play guitar as he can play it, and he doesn't sing the way I sing, so we need to find that middle ground and say, listen, I respect what you do and you respect what I do, and we bring that medium together, and then it's like we find this recipe. Yeah. So we're close to what we feel is a recipe for Zakas, that we basic song structure and also but not limited to anyway.
And have you always done guitar, or have you I always feel bad for kids who started music, right? Because you have to start off on those terrible plasticky,
the cheapest recorders.
Yeah, they're off. It's like, let's put kids off music for life. Let's start them off on those. Aside from those, did you ever do anything that wasn't a guitar?
Well, I'll let my brother ask that, answer that question.
I've been playing guitar from a very young age. Initially, I started playing guitar to alleviate boredom, to be honest with you. Not much to do, you know, when we were kids. And we had a cheap guitar. Started playing music. And, fortunately, I wasn't given the recorder.
you got out alive.
I got out alive, yeah.
Okay, so they put you straight on to guitar. Now, this is a new single from your album. What inspired, to add a new single?
Well, when we came back from the USA, we were kind of in a situation where we didn't really have a lot of songs. Well, we had a lot of songs, but we didn't have an idea of what we wanted to do with the songs at that point. Mm-hmm. So we slowly but surely started writing an album and kind of get an idea around an album. Oh. And the album that we're releasing now on the 31st of August is called Corner House. And most of the songs were written back in the States where my parents stay. Mm-hmm. And this song that you have now, Remember When, it just happens to be the one that we thought, okay, let's choose this one as the single that is a little bit more, I would say, radio friendly. That's got a bit more of a sing-along kind of tone to it.
Mm-hmm. Also a very nice message. Yeah. For us, the song represents our relationship. Yeah. It's us now as adults reflecting back on our childhood.
Right.
You know, when you play the recorder and you whatever you need to do. But
can I ask you something about albums, right? Are albums still a thing in the music world? When you can like take a single and pop it on Spotify or, whatever it is. Are musicians still doing this thing where they build up a whole body of music and release it as an album? Like it's kind of almost old school nostalgia in a
very
way, right?
Very much old school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. No, I think, the older generation, they still like to go to a CD shop, get a physical copy, open it up, read the lyrics. I mean, okay, on iTunes, you can still get the lyrics now. It's, everything has changed.
Yeah.
You can still build up a discography, but also, you have to think on which genre are you in.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the current genre that goes, like, let's say, for instance, you take popular music, pop or whatever you want to call it. If you have to stay with the trend all the time. So if you release something now, you're going to have to release something within a month's time or within a week's time, as opposed to where you do a little bit more of a timeless kind of thing, where it's like, you know, singer-songwriter stuff, or if it's a classical album, you have a little bit more of a lifespan, so you don't have to release singles so many times or so often or whatever you want.
And our album Corner House is a reflection of the past 6 years, and it's a body of work compiled onto one disc.
Amazing. So. Well, if you want to ask any questions, if you're a guitar hero out there and you're keen to hear some more, you can SMS us 34519, Telegram 061-895-1019. Tweet us at Chai FM. We'll be happy to take anything that you want to ask and look into. So when you guys are doing like promotions on music in South Africa, are you going to bars? You're going to pubs? It's, you know, you're doing the old band schlep kind of thing?
With us, it's a little bit different. We try to do more of the theaters and stuff like that, where people come in, they get something to drink, they sit down, and they enjoy the production and the story behind the whole album.
Okay.
Because, like my brother said, it's a journey of about 6 to 7 years of music that we've put together, and each and every single song has its own story, and it all follows on each other. So for people to come and see us, you won't necessarily find us in the local bar, pub, or club, but you know,
it's almost like a storytelling with the music kind of thing.
That's basically exactly.
Yeah, it's a different experience entirely.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like a mini production, basically.
I always imagine people listening to our music. I think, and I came up with this idea. I think it's like a very private conversation between two brothers, and then having just a stranger listen in on the song and that conversation.
Right.
It's quite strange.
Like a radio show, basically.
exactly.
Right. Except we have lots of people listening in. So, you know, tell you what, guys, we're going to actually let you, we're going to do some live playing in a moment, to calm down all the people in the traffic. But first we've got to know, you know, what actually is wrong in the traffic. So, 101.9 Chai FM, I'm Benji Shulman, and this is Your Afternoon without Kathy Kaler. She'll be back at some point. We've been discussing music and guitar with the Zuckers today, the Zucker boys. They are in studio. And by the way, if you want to see what they look like, if you don't want to just hear them, we're actually going to Facebook Live it. So, you know, they don't have a face for radio. You can't really be an ugly guitarist. It's not possible, I think. They clearly are easy on the eye as well. So if you want to check out see what it's, no problem. Sasha told me to say that. If you want to check out what they're doing, you can actually have a look on our Facebook Live. Lindiwe is busy, setting that up right now. And they are going to actually start the song. They're doing it live. It's a song called Featherbed. Actually, when you would have heard, Feather Lady, excuse me, not Featherbed. Sometimes one is connected to the other, you know what I mean? You may have heard it on the show before, but we're going to get a live rendition of it. So guys, take it away. Thank you so much.
Sweet.
Trying to find a reason for the time, these moments we share with strangers and what they'll do. Birds of a feather write a love letter, say beautiful things, fly away with all of me in. lady came by. She gave me a stare and a smile, and first word what I was thinking, what a beautiful place to play in. Birds of a feather write a love letter, say beautiful things, fly away with all of me and you, all that it came to, all of you, fly away. To lose a dream is to lose a friend, the bringer of rain might bring some storms too. Hey girls, fantasy is to be dead when dreams are made to fail. Sometimes you gotta wait a while for a smile. You are my feather lady, these moments we share, two strangers in a world we don't care. I'm waiting on a smile, yeah. My feather lady, these moments we share, two strangers in a world we don't care. I'm waiting on a smile. A cursed fantasy is to be dead.
Amazing, guys. Thank you so much. That was incredible. The Zuckers there with their song Feather Lady. Can you give me a sense of your influences? I hear a bit of a Just Ginger vibe there. Some of the other sort of South African rock band, folk rock kind of thing. Would you say that that's part of your music, or where do you get the sound from?
It is an influence. It's a great influence of all the places in the world that we've been mm-hmm. and traveled. Obviously South African culture as well, because we were born here and we grew up here. We went to school in South Africa, and we've got such a big, influence. It's difficult to pinpoint it specifically. I mean, there are great South African artists. There are great American artists, mm-hmm. European artists. And it's just, I don't know. It's people quite often ask us, what genre do you put yourself in? And it's such a difficult place because we try not to label it. Mm-hmm. We want to see where it goes and what people say it is,
where they flow it on.
A very interesting thing that happened throughout this album and the writing of the songs. I realized that Luigi sing better on specific riffs. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't change it, even though I would like to make it more, whatever style it might be.
Yeah.
It just happened to be that the music, the songs that you're hearing on our album, and also Feather Lady, the song that we just played, is something that we composed for the sake of, you know, getting that message across.
Right. 100%. Well, guys, it's amazing. It's always good to see that the local music scene is doing new things, original things, whole albums of things, which is very cool to see. So if people want to get hold of it, they want to hear it, they want to get a better sense, where can they go?
Well, at this point, it's available everywhere.
That's good.
You can stream it from Spotify. There's quite Deezer. I mean, I'm not familiar with all the places, but anyway, the main place where people can get to buy the album is on our website, which is zacasmusic.com, zacasmusic.com.
And also Take a Lot.
That's physical stuff. Once the physical release, because also releasing a album, like the physical copy of it, so that will be available at Musica, I do believe, and also on takealot.com. Facebook, Instagram.
And the show that you're doing, or shows that you've done, are you looking to do more of that in the future?
Well, now that the album is complete, we're going to start focusing on touring the country. We've got a couple of ideas that we want to do. But I think for the most part now is basically just
promoting
the album, doing as much marketing as we possibly can to get the word out. Yeah. And I think people will really enjoy the album. It's got 14 tracks on it, two covers, which I'm not going to name right now. I would like it to stay as a secret that people can really enjoy it when it comes out.
Yeah.
If you go on iTunes now, you can pre-order the album, and then you also get the single, which is nice. And the album will then be released on the 31st of August, which is
actually very far away.
Exactly.
Well, you heard it first here on 101.9 Chai FM. If you want to get the album Corner House, now you know where to get it. Thank you so much, guys. Good
it's
luck.
A pleasure.
And, hopefully we'll be seeing you in studio again.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Zucker's there on 101.9.